A welcome from CEO Tom Wright. The approximate length of this recording is 3.5 minutes.
A welcome from Tom. At Guide Dogs, we're busy working extremely hard to get us back on track because, even though COVID restrictions have completely lifted, the effects of the pandemic sadly still aren't over for us. There's been a significant long COVID impact on the number of partnerships we've been able to create, such as dogs requiring longer training times or ultimately not being successful due to a lack of socialisation as young puppies. This means that for many people waiting for a guide dog, their wait has increased. We know that when you're waiting for a life changer, the wait can feel like a lifetime, but there are certainly lights on the horizon. We have more than 80 new frontline staff in training this year, and you can meet one in the article, A Day in the Life Of, on CD2. And we plan to recruit a further 200 over the next 3 years. Our Guide Dogs Academy will provide the charity with a pipeline of guide dog trainers and mobility specialists. Our standardised training for excellent partnerships, or STEP, and puppy raising for excellent partnerships, or PREP, programmes continue to go well, and we're also making good progress with our plans to regenerate our sites. Our Newcastle community team has found a new home and at the time of writing were preparing to move in. We've also now appointed contractors to redevelop our regional centre in Redbridge near London. I really enjoyed attending Crufts in March, what with all the Channel 4 coverage, having a guide dog partnership as finalists in the Hero Dog competition, and our amazing main ring show presentation. Even though it was just after our 90th anniversary, it felt like a fitting end to our celebrations, and you can find out more in the article Demonstrating the Power of Partnership at Crufts later on this CD. It was also a pleasure to take part in the London Landmarks Half Marathon in April, where I took the chance to meet as many of the incredible 190 guide dogs runners as I could. It was inspiring talking to people about their support, and I was very appreciative of Team Guide Dogs cheering us along at miles 9 and 11. Finally, Dolly, the guide dog mum that my wife Charlotte and I care for, has been mated with a yellow Labrador called Carlo. By the time you're hearing this, she'll be very close to giving birth, if she hasn't already. All the girls from her litter are already earmarked as future guide dog mums, and we're delighted Dolly's making such a wonderful contribution to the guide dog programme. With best wishes, Tom Wright, CBE, Chief Executive, Guide Dogs, at Tom Wright UK on Twitter. Included here are two photographs. The first is of Tom Wright, CBE, Chief Executive, holding a young Golden Retriever guide dog puppy. The second is of Tom competing in the London Landmarks Half Marathon, wearing Guide Dogs running kit and acknowledging support from the crowd.